How are you? Good to see you.
Barak Obama ikkinchi muddatga saylanmoqchi va targ'ibot ishlarini boshlab yuborgan. Bizni qo'llang deganda u ham siyosiy ham moliyaviy madad so'ramoqda. 2008-yilda 750 million dollar yiqqan Obama bu safar 1 milliard dollarga ko'z tikkan. Bunga erishsa, Amerika tarixida misli ko'rilmagan bir voqea bo'ladi. Rekord. Bu albatta uning raqiblariga ham bosimni oshirib, saylov kampaniyasini yanada qizdirib yuborishi tayin. Bu yomon odat deydi ayrimlar.
I think they're just more about who can raise the most money is going to win.
Saylov desa faqat pul, pul, pul deydi mana bu yigit. Kim ko'p yig'sa, mara o'shaniki.
It seems ludicrous, but also seems like that's the way it is today.
Rasvogarchilik menimcha deydi mana bu amerikalik. Vijdon, iroda qayerda qoldi deya so'raydi u. Lekin AQSh qonunlari bunga ruxsat beradi. Qurbi yetgan biznes va fuqarolar istagan nomzodiga moliyaviy yordam berishi mumkin. Pul to'plash oson emas. Nomzod avval odamlar ko'ngliga, keyin esa hamyoniga yo'l topishi kerak.
The more money you have to raise, the more power the corporations and lobbyists have and less power.
Menga yoqmaydigan tomoni shuki deya tushuntiradi mana bu ayol. Nomzod kompaniya va lobbichilarning quliga aylanadi. Pul bergan ular, talabni qo'ygan ham ular. Bu narsa demokratiyamizni xavf ostiga qo'yadi, deydi u.
In less democracy that we have in this country or the farther we get from democracy.
The total amount raised by Obama.
Doug Kendall Konstitutsion mas'uliyat markazi degan tashkilot ochgan. Saylov jarayonida moliyaviy javobgarlik uchun kurashib kelmoqda.
They can't run for office. They can't vote. But they now under the Supreme Court's ruling, which I think is profoundly wrong.
Bizneslar o'z foydasini ko'zlaydi, deydi ekspert. Ular fuqaro emas, biznes. Oliy sudimiz ularga nomzodlarga xohlagancha pul berishing mumkin deb yo'l ochib qo'ygan. Biz bunga qat'iyan qarshimiz, deydi Doug Kendall.
Can spend unlimited amounts of money to influence the outcome of our election process.
Qizig'i, prezident Obamaning o'zi ham oliy sudning bu qarorini qoralab chiqqan.
The Supreme Court reversed a century of law that I believe will open the floodgates for special interests.
Oliy sud kompaniyalar, jumladan xorijiy bizneslarga ham saylov kompaniyalariga aralashishga ruxsat berib, vaziyatni murakkablashtirmoqda, deydi prezident.
Including foreign corporations to spend without limit in our elections.
Amerika saylov tizimida o'zining tor manfaatini ko'zlagan guruhlar uchun joy yo'q, deydi prezident.
I don't think American elections should be bankrolled by America's most powerful interests.
Lekin Oliy sud sharofati bilan Obamaning o'zi 1 milliard dollar yig'adi.
I'm Barack Obama and I approve this message.
Nomzod uchun eng qimmatga tushadigan narsa bu televizion reklamalar. Saylanish uchun juda muhim, lekin efirga chiqish bahosi bag'oyat yuqori. Har bir soniya katta pul.
You're just kind of standing on the street corner or just hoping people are going to recognize you or come to you. Good luck.
Nomzodlar chorrahada turib, menga ovoz bering deydigan damlar o'tib ketgan, deydi Dave Leventhal, mas'uliyatli siyosat markazi boshlig'i.
You're pretty much going to get beat up in every way, shape and form.
Saylanish uchun ommaviy axborot vositalarida o'zingizni reklama qilasiz. Dasturingizni tushuntirasiz. Musobaqa, raqobat maydoni aslida o'sha yerda, deydi siyosatdon. Barak Obama Amerika tarixida shu kungacha ommadan eng ko'p moliyaviy madad ola bilgan siyosatchi. Prezidentlikka qayta saylanish uchun zarur mablag'ni bemalol yig'a oladi, deydi siyosatshunoslar. U bilan kuch sinashishga tayyor respublikachilar ham asta-sekin maydonga chiqmoqda. Navbahor Imamova, Washington.